大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
晚上我们讲兽印的数目。
And the topic for tonight is the number of the seal.
常常有人有一个问题。
There's a lot of people who have a question.
到底这个世界得救的人多不多？
They would always ask, the number of the people saved, is it a lot?
现在世界上有六七十亿的人口。
In the world, there might be 6-7 billion.
那到底有几个人会得救？
So how many people in this world will be saved?
从古到今人那么多。
From the ancient times to now, there's so many people.
到底几个会得救？
How many of us will be saved?
门徒以前也问过主耶稣这个问题。
The disciples have also asked Jesus this question before.
我们看路加福音十三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13.
22节。
Verse 22.
路加福音十三章二十二节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 22.
十三章二十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 22.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，在所经过的各城各乡教训人。二十三节。
23.
有一个人问他说：“主啊，得救的人少吗？”二十四节。耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进宅门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。”
22. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. 23. Then one said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And he said to them, 24. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
很多慕道者都有这个疑问。
A lot of truth seekers have this question.
到底得救的人会不会很少？
Is there very few people that will be saved?
你说一定要按照圣经去做才得救。
We have to follow the teachings of the Bible to be saved.
一定要在真教会才能够得救。
We say we have to be in the true church to be saved.
那得救的人会不会很少呢？
So the number of people saved is very little.
主耶稣的答案很清楚。
And the answer that Jesus Christ gave was very clear.
所以说没有直接回答到底是多还是少。
Jesus did not answer whether it's a lot or very few.
是多是少不是我们可以理解的，也不是我们可以控制的。
We cannot control or understand how much is a few or a lot.
我们的责任是确保我们自己有得救。
The principle Jesus emphasized here is whether or not we're saved.
所以我们要努力进宅门。
So we have to strive to enter the narrow gate.
就是你知道有多少人可以得救，但是如果你自己不能得救，那一点用都没有。
Even though we know how many people that will be saved, but if we're not saved, there is no use.
所以得救的数目我们是不知道的。
So the number of the people that are saved, we do not know.
但是自己要得救。
But we have to be saved.
但是在启示录里面。
And in the book of Revelation.
有讲到有关于受印记的这个数目。
Here it talks about the number of people that were sealed.
我们看启示录第七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7.
启示录的第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
第四节。
Verse 4.
启示录七章四节。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 4.
七章四节。
Chapter 7 verse 4.
我听见以色列人各支派中受印的数目有十四万四千。
Verse 4, and I heard the number of those that who were sealed, 140,000 of all the tribes of children of Israel.
在灵里面，约翰看到异象。
And in the spirit, John saw a vision.
这是第二节，七章的二节。
In verse chapter 7, verse 2.
这是有一位，另外有一位使者，就是主耶稣。
And there he saw another angel, which was Jesus Christ.
他从日出之地上来，拿着永圣神的印。
He ascended from the east, having the seal of the living God.
这个就是圣灵。
This is the Holy Spirit.
神的印记就是圣灵。
The seal of God is the Holy Spirit.
神印到谁，谁就有印记。
And whoever God seals, they would have it.
神把这个印给哪一个教会，哪个教会就有圣灵。
And whichever church Jesus Christ gave the seal, they will have the Holy Spirit.
这个就是属灵得救的真教会。
This is the true church that is for salvation.
是有神的灵在它里面。
This church has the spirit of God.
那么有人就问了，那么自古到今，总共有多少人会得救呢？
And some people would ask, so how many people are saved?
这里说啊，受印的数目是十四万四千人。
Here it says the number of those that were sealed were 140,000. 144,000.
启示录里面的数目呢，都是象征的。
And the numbers in Revelation is all
symbolic.
不是说确实的数目是只有十四万四千人能够得救。The number 144,000 is not a literal number.
但是为什么这里想 特别讲十四万四千人。
But why does it here say 144,000?
从第五节到第八节就有解释到底这十四万四千人是怎么来的。
And in, from verse 5 to verse 8, it tells us how the number 144,000 came by.
以色列有十二个支派。
And the tribe of Israelites, they have 12 tribes.
一个支派有一万二千人。
Every tribe has 12,000.
所以一万二乘以十二就是十四万四千了。
So 12,000 times 12, the number is 144,000.
这是什么意思？
So what does this mean?
圣经里面十二是完全数。
And in the Bible, the number 12 is a perfect number.
以色列百姓有十二个支派。
The Israelites, they have 12 tribes.
这是完全。
It is a complete.
主耶稣有十二个门徒。
Jesus Christ has 12 disciples.
又是完全。
This is perfect.
我们一个小时可以把它分成十二份，也是一个完全数。
And in an hour, we can
所以十二是完全数。
Oh, so 12 is a complete number.
完美的。
It is perfect.
一年有十二个月。
Every year they have 12 months.
所以这里说受印的有十四万四千。
So here it says the number that were sealed was 144,000.
这个数目在神看来是完全中的完全。
And this number in front of God is a perfect number.
你不需要管到底有多少人。
We do not need to care how many people they are.
但是神有拣选他的数目。
But for God, he has his own chosen number.
在神看来是完全的。
For God, this is a complete number.
你不用担心少一个人或者多一个人。
We do not need to worry or not if it's missing one or having one more.
那么这里说十二个支派可以代表旧约。
And here, the 12 tribes can also represent the Old Testament.
乘以十二，也可以说，也可以代表十二使徒，代表新约。
And for these 12, it can also represent the 12 disciples in the New Testament.
所以在灵里面来说，得救的人有包括旧约的圣徒，还有新约的信徒。
So in the spirit, the people who are saved includes the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我们看希伯来书的十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
39节
Verse 39.
希伯来书十一章三十九节
Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 39.
十一章三十九节
Chapter 11, verse 39.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise.
这些人呢，就是从十一章里面所记载的信心的伟人。
And these people is recorded in chapter 11, the patriarchs,
包括亚伯拉罕,
including Abraham,
以撒, 雅各,
Enoch, Esau,
Isaac, 摩西,
Moses,
所有的士师,
and all the Old Testament saints.
我们看旧约的很多圣经的故事。
And we have read many stories in the Old Testament.
可以看到，虽然他们有不同的背景，
we know that they have many different backgrounds.
活在不同的时代，
they lived in different generations.
甚至有不同的使命，
and they have different missions.
但是有一个共同的因素，
but there is something similar about all of them.
他们都是对于神有信心的人，
but they are all ones that are faithful to God.
他们信这个神，虽然没有见过这个神，但是深深的相信。
Even they believed in this God, even though they have not met this God, they have faith.
他们没有去过天国。
They have not been to heaven.
甚至没有得到神所应许的。
They did not receive what God has promised.
但是因为有信心。
But because they had faith.
他们听神的话。
And they listened to God.
所以他们虽然没有得到所应许。
Even though they did not receive what they were promised.
但是这个应许呢，其实就是主耶稣基督。
But what they were promised was actually Jesus Christ.
旧约里面每一个人在等待的就是主耶稣基督。
And the Old Testament, what everyone is waiting for is Jesus Christ.
旧约的每一个先知所讲的信息就是主耶稣基督。
And all the message of the prophets in the Old Testament were talking about Jesus Christ.
旧约很重要。
So the Old Testament is important.
你不懂旧约就不会懂新约。
If we do not understand the Old Testament, we cannot understand the New Testament.
所以旧约的圣徒他们会得救。
The saints in the Old Testament, they will be saved.
虽然他们没有听过奉耶稣圣名洗礼，也没有祷告说方言说灵言。
Even though they were not baptized in the name of Jesus, were prayed in tongues.
因为那个时代还没有建立教会。
Because at those times, the church was not established yet.
所以只有他们那个时候凭着信心。
So at that time, when they had faith,
做神要他们在那个时候所做的事。
And did according to what God wanted them to do.
虽然他们死了。
And when they pass away,
他还会等主耶稣这个应许。
They will be waiting for the promise of God.
四十节竟然告诉我们。
And in verse 40, it also tells us.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事。
God having provided something better for us.
叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全了。
That they should not be made perfect apart from us.
所以完全的救恩。
So this is a perfect salvation.
包括旧约时代的使徒。这个信徒。
This includes the believers in the Old Testament.
那再加上新约时代得救的人。
In addition to the number of believers in the New Testament.
所以这灵里面的一个完全数了。
So in the spirit, this number is a perfect number.
这个数目可能有很多。
So this number is many.
那我们也不用担心到底有几个。
But we do not need to worry about how much is this number.
但是有一点我们要知道的。
But there is one point we must know.
得救是有数目的。
There is a number among the chosen people.
神今天拣选我们，刚好在这个数目里面。
God chose us today. We are included in that number.
我们今天很幸运的能够被神拣选。
And we are indeed very, been given much grace to be included in salvation.
这个数目呢，可以说有两个部分。
And this number has two parts.
我们看罗马书的十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 11.
罗马书的十一章呢，二十五节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 25.
十一章二十五节。
Romans 11, 25.
十一章二十五节
，Chapter 11, verse 25。
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明。这是以色列人有几婚是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。
25. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that the blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
保罗啊，这里在讲得救的奥秘。
And here Paul is talking about the mystery of salvation.
保罗特别讲这是奥秘，不是一般人研究出来，是从神启示来的。
And Paul says this is a mystery because this is not done through research, but it is revealed.
有什么奥秘呢？
What kind of mystery is this?
就是因为救恩本来是要献给犹太人的。
Because salvation was originally meant for the Jews.
就是因为他们不信。
But because they did not believe.
所以这些非犹太人的外邦人就有机会得到救恩了。
That these Gentiles might have the chance to be saved.
所以现在大部分的犹太人他们都不信耶稣。
So currently the majority of the Jews, they do not believe in Jesus.
你今天去到以色列也没有什么教堂，也没有什么真正的这个信耶稣的人。
If you go to Israel, you'll see that there will be no Christian churches that they do not believe in Jesus.
就算有也很少。
And even if they do have them, it's very, very little.
最关键的是真教会还没有传到那边。
And the most important thing is the true church has not been preached to there.
但是保罗说了。
But Paul says,
等到外邦人的数目填满了。
But see, Paul says, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
以色列全家就要得救。
Then the nation of Israel will be saved.
所以现在呢是在填满外邦的数目。
And so currently, the number of Gentiles has to be fulfilled.
谁是外邦？
And who are the Gentiles?
你跟我都是外邦了。
And you and I, we're the Gentiles.
我们华人啊，黑人啊，黄人啊，白人啊，很多都是我们非犹太人就是外邦人。
Asians, Caucasians, African Americans, we're all Gentiles.
现在我们的数目一直在填满。
And currently our number is being fulfilled.
现在恩门在打开。
The grace of the gospel door is wide open.
进来慕道。
So we must come in to truth seek.
听道理，祷告求圣灵。
We must listen to the message and pray to receive the Holy Spirit.
得到恩典。
We will receive grace.
这里就多了一个数目了。
So we are added to this number.
这个门还是开的。
And the gospel doors are open.
但是有一天呢，福音给外邦人的数目填满了，门就关起来。
But one day, when the number of Gentiles has been fulfilled, this door will be closed.
哇，那时候按照启示录有很多很多事情会发生啊。
And according to Revelation, there are many things that will happen.
到最后有大战争、大逼迫。
In the end, there will be great persecution and great wars.
以色列人终于醒过来了。
And the nation of Israel will wake up.
没有救世主了，没有弥赛亚了。
They will know that there will be no Messiah.
我们所等待的弥赛亚，几千年之前已经给我们钉死了。
That the Messiah they were waiting for has been already crucified hundreds of years ago.
现在受了那么多苦难。
And here, we suffer.
现在他们没有其他的盼望了。
And they have no hope.
就是要接受主耶稣基督。
And so in the end, they have to accept Jesus Christ.
这个时候以色列家剩下了全部得救。
And so the rest of the Israelites will be saved.
因为他们会相信主耶稣基督。
Because they will believe in Jesus Christ.
就是灵里面的奥秘。
And this is a mystery in the spirit.
所以就说你现在去传。在耶稣教会，在以色列，不会有效果了。
So if we go preach the true gospel in Israel, no one will believe you.
当然我们是可以去传的。
Of course, we are allowed to go preach.
可能有我们华人的移民在那边上心也说不定啊。
Perhaps, maybe one of our families will move over there.
真正要等以色列全家要相信主耶稣基督。
And this is when the whole of Israel will believe in Jesus Christ.
让他们要成为十四万四千人当中的其中了。
So that they may become part of the 144,000.
这个要等以后很靠近主耶稣再来的时候才会发生。
And this has to be very close to the coming of Jesus Christ.
无论如何，我们今天是很幸运。
And nonetheless, today we are very blessed.
你跟我在这个灵里面的完全数里面有占一个位置。
And you and I, we are holding a space in this number.
被神拣选。
We are chosen by God.
预定得救。
We will be saved.
但是我们要问一个问题。
But we also have to ask a question.
是不是预定得救，被神拣选的，最后一定会得救？
Since we're chosen by God, will we be saved in the end?
我们来看那个，看回来启示录的第七章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 7.
从第五节到第八节。
From verse 5 to verse 8.
这里有记载十二个支派。
Here it records 12 tribes.
如果你仔细比较一下，
if you closely compare them,
这十二个支派跟雅各他所生的十二个儿子的名字有点不太一样。
This 12 tribes recorded here in, and if you compare it with the names of Jacob's 12 sons, it's a little different.
简单来说啊，
and in short,
以色列的那个雅各的十二个儿子，其中有两个支派不见了。
Two of Jacob's sons' names are missing from this recording.
第一个支派就是Dan.
The first tribe that's missing is the tribe of Dan.
第二个支派不见了，就是以法莲。
And the second tribe that's missing is Ephraim.
当然就被代替了，被约瑟放上去，还有另外一个就代替了。
And it's
利未就代替了。
It's replaced by Joseph and Benjamin.
那为什么会这样子？但跟以法莲不见了。
So how come the tribe of Dan and Ephraim disappeared?
这两个支派在以色列百姓的历史当中，是可以说是最早败坏、最早离弃神。
And in the history of the Israelites, these two tribes, Dan and Ephraim, were the earliest ones that were corrupted.
我们来看看但
Let's look at the tribe of Dan.
我们看创世纪四十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter
49,
verse
16.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 16.
49章的16节。
Genesis chapter 49, verse 16.
但必判断他的名，做以色列支派之一。但必做道上的蛇，路中的虫，咬上马蹄，使骑马的坠落以后。
16. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. 17. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, a viper by the path, that bites the horse's heels, so that its rider shall fall backward.
这里17节说但呢会要做道中的蛇。
And here in verse 17 it says, Dan shall be a serpent by the way.
为什么道中的蛇？
Why is he a viper by the path?
蛇在道中的不是好东西啊，会咬人的。
A serpent in the way of others is not a good thing. They will bite people.
会害人的。
They will,
因为被咬了，就跌倒了。
And if you are bitten, you might fall.
但支派可以说是以色列家道中的蛇。
And Dan, the tribe of Dan, you can say that they are the serpent in all the tribes of Israel.
因为在但有金牛犊。
Because Dan, the tribe of Dan, they worship the golden calf.
以色列百姓把金牛犊放在但。
The Israelite people they put the golden calf in the tribe of Dan.
有金牛犊拜了，他们就不去拜真神了。
And when they worship the golden calf, they did not go worship the true God.
所以但支派是最早败坏之一。
So the tribe of Dan was one of the earliest tribes to be corrupted.
以法莲也很坏。
And Ephraim was also very corrupt.
我们看何西亚书四章的十七节。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea, chapter 4.
以赛亚何西亚书四章的十七节。
Hosea chapter 4, verse 17.
何西亚书四章十七节。
Hosea chapter 4, verse 17.
以法莲亲近偶像，任凭他吧。
17. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone.
以法莲很爱亲近偶像。
Ephraim likes to draw close to idols.
神呢，常常差遣先知。去责备他们。
And oftentimes God would send prophets to tell them.
但是没有用，骂一骂，回来一下，又走了，然后再骂，再回来，又回去。
But they would not listen to the rebuke of the prophets. They would come back and then stumble again.
所以也可以说啊，一点悔改的意思都没有。
So you can say that they were not repentant.
所以灵里面神告诉约翰的这个意象。
And so in the spirit, God told John this vision.
在十四万四千人十二个支派里面，没有了但跟以法莲。
And that in the number of 144,000, there will be no tribe of Dan or Ephraim.
什么告诉我们一个什么的教训呢？
And what does this teach us?
本来神要预定你得救的。
Originally, God chose you to be saved.
本来神要拣选你的。
Originally, God has chosen you.
给你留一个位置的。
God has saved the seat for you.
但是因为你自己不配。
But because you did not prepare.
不配啊, not worthy.
Because you are not worthy.
不悔改。
You are not repentant.
一次两次三次。
One, two, or three times.
神就任凭你了。
And then God will forsake you.
结果在最后得救的名单里面没有了这两个支派。
And at the end, in the number of those that were saved, these tribes were missing.
这告诉我们什么?
What does this tell us?
是我们今天是真教会的信徒。
We are the members of the true church.
我们领受了洗礼。
We have received the true baptism.
耶稣的宝血在我们身上。
We have been applied with the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们领受了圣灵。
We have received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们还要好好的努力的保守自己。
But we have to work hard to prepare ourselves.
我们还要追求进步。
We have to pursue perfection.
保守在主耶稣的恩典里面。
We have to be kept in the grace of God.
不要觉得我什么都有了。
We do not think that we have all that we want.
我什么都好了。
That we are very well.
我们要小心。
We have to be careful.
最近我读路加福音读到一段。
When I was reading the Gospel of Luke, I read halfway.
我们看路加福音呢。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音的第三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3.
当时有人出去找施洗约翰要接受他的洗礼。
And there was someone who was looking for John the Baptist to be baptized.
但是施洗约翰呢就骂他们了。
But John the Baptist rebuked them.
三章的七节。
In chapter 3, verse 7.
路加福音三章七节。
Luke chapter 3, verse 7.
施洗约翰呢对那些出来要受他洗的众人说，毒蛇的种类啊，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？第八节
，eight，
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树，就砍下来，丢在火里。
Seven. Then he said to the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him.Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? 8. Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. 9. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
施洗约翰很了解来他面前的人。
John the Baptist understood very well the people that came before him.
表面上大家都是来悔改接受洗礼。
On the surface, everyone comes to be baptized by him to repent.
但是不是每一个人都是真心的。
But not everyone is sincere.
可能很多人来说只是心里讨个平安。
Some people when they come, they may do it out of the peace in their hearts.
你说洗礼就好吗？悔改就好吗？我也来啊。
If you say repent and be baptized, I'll also do it.
多一样总比少一样好。
So I'll do it just for the sake of doing it.
我们又是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We are the children of Abraham.
怎么不会得救？
How can we not be saved?
但是施洗约翰就跟他们讲。
But John the Baptist tells them.
你不要以为你是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Do not think that you are the children of Abraham.
要结出果子来。
We have to bear fruits.
与悔改的心相称。
We have to repent.
这里有一个图画。
And here there's
一把斧头放在树的旁边。
And here there's a metaphor saying now the axe is laid to the root of the trees.
现在春天快来了嘛。
We see spring is almost coming.
天气暖了，我们就会做 gardening.
And when the weather warms up, we'll do some gardening.
如果你看到邻居树旁边放了一只斧头。
And if we see our neighbor with an axe at the root of the trees,
你会想象什么?
What will we think of?
哇，可能那个这棵树很快就下来了。
We might think that this tree might be coming down very soon.
不然为什么那个斧头放在旁边呢?
Well, otherwise, why does the axe is laid at the tree?
今天也是一样。
And today is the same.
我们如果不悔改,
if we do not repent,
没有结出悔改的果子,
if we do not bear fruits worthy of repentance,
斧头就会砍下来。
Then the axe will be laid at the root of the trees.
所以你看，十个支派里面不见了两个支派。
So that we see in the 12 tribes, two tribes are missing.
神就把另外两个支派补进来。
God added another two tribes in.
没有说少了谁不行的。
It does not matter who is missing.
所以我们真的要很警醒。
So we have to be, very careful.
我们看回来启示录第七章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 7.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节，启示录的七章的第九节。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 9。
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿众树枝。
9. After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb.Clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands.
那约翰在灵里面在继续的观看。
And John in his vision, he's continuing to see.
表面上，这是一个象征的数目，十四万四千人。
On the surface, it looks like a number, 144,000.
其实也是很多人了，多到他也没有办法数。
But it's actually a number beyond that he can count.
最重要呢，这里说是从各国各族各方来的。
But here it says, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues.
这里预表在幕后的得救的真教会。
So that this prefigures that in the end time church,
有各族各方的民在神的家里面。
There will be tribes, peoples, and different nations in the house of God.
这是很重要的。
And this is an important thing.
其他的教会也都是以种族语言来分开。
And most other churches would separate themselves by their language.
但是真教会呢，是完全融合在一起。
But the true church will be unified as one.
全球不同的文化语言都合一。
That the languages and the different nations of the world will come together as one.
那再说回来，这十四万四千人。再说回来，这十四万四千人有什么特点呢
？And going back to the 144,000.
我们有什么特点呢？
What special point is there?
我们请看启示录的第十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
第一节。
Verse
1. 第十四章里面又讲到这十四万四千人又再出现了。
And in chapter 14, the 144,000 appears again.
就是灵里面得胜得救的信徒。
And this is the people in the spirit that have been saved.
那我们是不是这十四万四千人当中呢
？So are we one of these 144,000 people?
有什么东西我们要追求的呢
？What should we pursue?
第一节。
Verse 1.
启示录十四章第一节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 1.
我要观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他的又有十四万四千人。
Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000.
这里约翰又在观看同一批人，同一个意象。
And here John continues to see the same vision.
所以看到羔羊。
He saw the lamb.
这个羔羊是谁？
Who is this lamb?
神的羔羊就是主耶稣基督。
And the lamb of God is Jesus Christ.
为我们人类的罪舍命。
And he is the one who has sacrificed himself for our sins.
这十四万四千人成立的教会，属灵的真教会。
And these 144,000 make up the spiritual church.
就是锡安山。
And it is Mount Zion.
这里讲得很清楚，就站在锡安山。
And they were standing on Mount Zion.
看圣经，无论是旧约、新约，一讲到锡安山，就是预表真教会。
And it doesn't matter whether it's the New Testament or the Old Testament, when they talk about Mount Zion, it's the church.
然后最中心的那个就是羔羊。
And it centers on this lamb.
就是主耶稣基督。
This is Jesus Christ.
所以这里说有十四万四千人。
And here it tells us there's 144,000.
重点是都有他的名和他父的名。
And the most important point is they all have his father's name written on their foreheads.
这里是英文呢就讲得更清楚了，就是有他父的名，就是羔羊父的名在他这个。
And in English, it makes it very clear. It says having his father's name written on their foreheads.
这十四万四千人的特点是有主的名。
And the special point about these 144,000 is that they have the name of the Father.
真教会的特点就是高举主耶稣的名。
And the specialty of the true Jesus Church is that we raise up the name of Jesus Christ.
今天有很多俗世的教会。
And here there are many other denominations.
他们高举的不是神的名。
What they raise up is not the name of God.
他们高举的是人的名。
What they raise up is the name of man.
比如说圣约翰、圣彼得。
They say St. Peter or St. Luke.
啊，或者是教会的制度。
The
system of the church.
The system of the church.
比如说长老会的高举，长老在教会的制度。
Oh, the system of the church. They raise up the system of the church. For example, the Catholic church.
有一些教会呢，它是高举它的教义。
And some churches they raise up their education.
Doctrine.
Their doctrine.
他看重哪一个教义，他就高举。
And if they like a particular doctrine, they will raise up this doctrine.
比如说看重洗礼的，他就叫浸信会。
And if they look at baptism, they feel it's important, they would raise this up.
另外一个看重圣灵的就叫五旬节。
And other people would emphasize on the Holy Spirit, called the Pentecostals.
当然每一样道理都很重要。
And every one of these doctrines are important.
圣经里面也有很多伟人。
And in the Bible, there are many great people.
但是教会是主耶稣的身体。
But the church is the body of Christ.
教会只能够高举一个人的名字。
The church can only raise up one person's name.
就是羔羊的名字。
It is the name of the Lamb of God.
羔羊的名就是主耶稣。
And this Lamb is Jesus Christ.
还有天父的名字。
And this is the name of the Father.
天父的名字也是主耶稣基督。
The name of the Father is also Jesus Christ.
因为子跟父在灵里面是一的。
Because the Son and the Father in the Spirit, they are one.
天父把名赐给子。
And the Father gave this name to the Son.
So these
144,000, they raise up the name of God.
甚至这里说, 每一个人的额头上面啊, 都有主耶稣的名字。
And even says here, on their foreheads, they have the name of the Father written.
啊, 这个是很重要的。
And this is very important.
真教会是跟世俗教会是不一样。
And the true church is different from all the worldly churches.
我们是高举主耶稣的名。
We are raising up the name of Jesus Christ.
所以如果我们跟朋友们, 讨论到, 你是哪一个教会的?
And if we discuss with our friends what church you come from,
如果你第一次跟他们解释真耶稣教会,
if we explain to them the first time what this true Jesus church,
他们大部分会听不太懂, 说什么?什么?再讲一次,没有听过嘞。
And they might say,
I've
never heard this.
为什么就耶稣教会那么奇怪?
How come this name is so weird?
比较客气的可能就不讲话。
And if they are a bit nicer, they may not respond.
跟你比较熟了，可能就会问为什么叫奇怪真耶稣教会。
If they are more close to you, they might ask why you call yourself True Jesus Church.
这个时候我们自己啊要很大方的、很有信心的解释。
And if we are asked this, we must be with great faith and answer their question.
有人不好意思解释，人家问你什么教会啊？
And if some people ask, what church do you come from?
基督教。什么？什么教会？
What kind of Christian church do you come from?
耶稣教会。
True Jesus Church.
讲快一点，大家不会问那样子。
And if you speak it a little faster, they might not notice.
为什么？不用害羞啊。
Why? We do not have to be shy.
要大声一点讲。
We have to say it loudly.
讲清楚一点。
We have to say it clearly.
讲慢一点，让他们问。
We have to say it slowly so that they can ask.
真耶稣教会。
True Jesus Church.
哇，那他一定会问，为什么那么奇怪？为什么叫真耶稣教会？有假耶稣吗？
And they may ask, why is this so weird? Why do you call yourself True Jesus Church? Is there a false Jesus?
我们开始要解释了。
So we have to
explain
it. 真
就是真神。
We explain that true is the true God.
耶稣就是真神。
And Jesus is the true God.
我们真耶稣教会就高举神的名，高举羔羊的名，高举父的名。
And in True Jesus Church, we raise up the name of Jesus. We raise up the name of the Father and the Lamb.
这有什么不对呢？
And is there something wrong with this?
教会本来就是耶稣的嘛。
And the church belongs to Jesus.
教会不高举耶稣，高举谁？
And if the church does not raise up the name of Jesus, who do they raise up?
这个我们就要跟人朋友解释。
So we have to explain it to them.
他们接不接受是另外一回事。
Whether or not they accept it is another matter.
So these
144,000 all have his father's name written on their foreheads.
那我们今天也是一样。
And it should be the same today.
我们可能怎么可以应用在我们生活当中呢？
And how can we use this in our lives?
如果我们今天每一个人啊，每天出去逛街啊，上班啊，都穿一个 T-shirt 或是外套，后面有真耶稣教会这几个字。
And if we go to work, go to school, go anywhere outside, and we wear a T-shirt with the name True Jesus Church on it.
肯定我们的行为啊，我们都会好好想一想才做我们平常会做的事。
Of course, we may think about what we do before we do it and our actions.
穿着一个主耶稣的外套，然后在外面随便丢垃圾可以吗？
If we wear a jacket that has the name of Jesus on it, we won't throw garbage, we won't litter.
肯定都不敢了。哎呀，主耶稣的名字在我身上，我怎么可以随便丢垃圾？
We may think, the name of Jesus is on my shirt. How can I just litter?
带着主耶稣的名字随便说谎可以吗？
And if we wear such clothes, we can't just lie.
啊，如果车上都摆着主耶稣的名字，车上啊，我们的车牌啊，或者是贴在车上的名字，说主耶稣，
and if
啊，或者这个真耶稣教会的人。
And if on our cars we put the name of Jesus on our cars.
我们可能开车可能就开很小心了啊。
When we drive, we may be a lot more careful.
因为有代表主耶稣了。
Because we are representing Jesus Christ.
所以啊。十四万十千人是有主耶稣的名字印在额头上面。
So the 144,000, they have the name of Jesus on their forehead.
我们身上是有主的名的。
So on ourselves, we have the name of God.
又有主的灵。
We have the Spirit of God.
很宝贵。
So it is very precious.
魔鬼没有办法害我们。
The devil cannot come close to us.
没有主耶稣的允许，没有一样患难可以碰我们。
Without the permission of Jesus Christ, no disaster will befall us.
你不用担心什么意外啊，或者生什么病啊。
We will not need to worry about a sickness or illness.
或者是坐飞机会掉下来啊。
Or we will not need to worry that when we go when we ride an airplane, it will not fall.
没有主耶稣允许，一样都不可以发生。
Without the permission of Jesus Christ, not one thing will happen.
因为你身上有主的名。
Because we have the name of God.
你身上有主的印记。
We have the seal of God.
如果遇到不好的事情发生。
If we are met with difficulties,
我们要想好,
we have to think.
第一, 肯定有神的允许,
there must be the permission of God.
第二, 肯定有神的旨意,
and there must be the will of God.
要我们学习什么?
That we might have to learn.
所以这十四万四千人是很宝贵的。
So these 144,000 is very precious.
是属于主的。
And they belong to Jesus Christ.
第二节啊, 十四章的第二节。
Chapter 14, verse 2.
十四章的第二节
Chapter 14, verse 2
我听见从天上有声音像众水的声音和大雷的声音并且我所听见的好像弹琴的所弹的琴声
2. And I heard a voice from heaven like the voice of many waters and like the voice of loud thunder and I heard the sound of harpists playing harps
这也是形容这十四万四千人他们的声音是什么声音
And here it is describing what the voiceOf the 144,000 sound like.
灵里面约翰看到听到这些人的声音呢，好像众水的声音。
And in the spirit, John heard their voice. It sounds like many waters.
你在地球上面可以听到最大的水的声音，大概是在尼亚加拉大瀑布了。
And if you were to hear the sound of the voice of many waters, it may probably be at Niagara Falls.
肯定我们都去过了，我们是本地的啊。
And I'm pretty sure we've all been there. We live locally.
还要坐船。
在
上面看来看了还听得不清楚。
And if we do not hear it very clearly on the top, we may take the cruise.
坐船，哇，在那个大水包围住你的时候，哇，那种感觉。
We take the boat towards the fall, and there we hear the sound of great waters.
哇，这个是非常让印象深刻的。
And it is very magnificent.
这个声音是预表什么声音？
And this sound, what does this sound represent?
这个是预表很多人得圣灵一起祷告讲灵言呢。
And this sound is a voice of many people receiving the Holy Spirit and praying together.
圣经说，圣灵是活水的泉源呢。
And here, that the Bible has once said that out of our hearts will flow rivers of living water.
一个人得圣灵了，祷告的时候都好像活水的泉源那种声音一样。
So for one person to receive the Holy Spirit and pray, it is like the sound of a fountain.
如果一百个人一起被圣灵很充满，一起这样祷告。
And if 100 people were filled by the Holy Spirit and prayed,
真的好像会像大水的声音啊。
And it may sound like the voice of many great waters.
如果是一千个人呢?
If it's 1,000 people,
哇，那这种声音就更伟大了。
And this sound will be very great.
如果我们祷告的时候被圣灵充满。
And in our prayer, when we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们就可以体会到。
We will be able to experience this.
我们真教会的圣灵是只有一个圣灵。
And in the true church, there's only one Holy Spirit.
无论你是去了台湾,
whether or not you go to Taiwan,
去了中国大陆,
to China,
去到非洲,
to Africa.
虽然语文不一样, 人文化不一样,
even though the language and the culture is very different,
一跪下来祷告,
once we kneel down and pray,
那种声音呢, 都一样了。
The sound, the voice of these sounds are the same.
我以前去到非洲的时候,
when I went to Africa in the past,
第一次跟他们聚会,
when I worshiped with them,
跪下来祷告,
first time, I kneel down and prayed.
弟兄姐妹祷告很充满,
and the brothers and sisters over there, when they prayed, they were filled.
几百个人加一起。
There was a few hundred people gathered together.
声音呢，真的是好像大瀑布一样，众水的声音。
And the sound really sounded like the voice of many waters.
像大雷的声音。
It sounded like the voice of thunder.
这就是真教会的印记。
And this is the seal of the true church.
所以我们不要因为圣灵而觉得自己不好意思。
So we do not have to be ashamed because we have the Holy Spirit.
我们要把握，要高举这个圣灵。
We have to raise up the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵的凭据就是说方言。
And the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues.
不要自己害怕，不好意思，或者是被外边的思想说法影响。
Do not be influenced by the concepts of the world.
外面的说法一般。基督教界的说法在这里信就有圣灵。
The other concepts of other worldly churches, they say that once you believe, you have the Holy Spirit.
他们说安安静静的圣灵在你心里。
And it says quietly, the Holy Spirit is in your heart.
信就有了。
So when you believe, you will receive it.
不用祷告求的那么辛苦。
You do not need to pray so diligently to receive it.
这个不是圣经的讲法。
And this is not the teaching of the Bible.
圣经的讲法是有人印记的。有重水的声音在那个教会里面呢。
And the teaching of the Bible is that when you have the seal of the Holy Spirit, will sound like the voice of many
waters. 哪一个教会祷告有重水的声音？
What other churches will have a prayer that sound like many waters?
哪一个教会每一个人只要有圣灵同在的都会说灵言？
What other church is that when they receive the Holy Spirit, they will pray in tongues?
大人、小孩、老人，
the old, the young,
都有这种体验。
They all have this experience.
没有别的教会。
There is no other church.
只有真耶稣教会。
There is only true Jesus church.
真耶稣教会祷告都是有重水的声音。
And in true Jesus church, when we pray, it sounds like the voice of many waters.
好像大雷的声音。
It sounds like the voice of thunder.
所以会吓坏人的。
That's why it might scare people.
所以带慕道者来啊，最好先跟他先打预防针啊，心里准备一下。
So when we bring true seekers, we have to And some people, when they bring true seekers, when they bring them here, they do not explain to them our prayer.
上面的有没有看到领会的人也没有看到有新人啊，就直接哦跪下来祷告。
And the service leader may not see the true seeker among their congregation.
我有看到说一跪下来祷告，慕道者马上抢门而出，吓坏了。
I've seen that that when we kneel down and pray, the true seeker would just leave immediately.
声音太大了。
The voice was too loud.
没有跟他预先解释一下，吓坏人家不好。
If we do not explain it to them, and it might frighten them.
所以最好先解释一下。
So we must explain it to them.
但是解释归解释。
But this is only explanations.
有一些人呢，就是会怕。
There will be some people who will be frightened nonetheless.
有一些人呢，都不怕。
There will be some people who are not going to be frightened.
或者是一开始怕，后来不怕。
They might be frightened at the beginning, but later they.
这个圣灵啊，方说方言，重水的声音呢，是神拣选一个人的分界点。
And when they are able to sound like the voice of many waters, is when God chose them.
如果不怕祷告，不怕真耶稣教会的祷告的声音的。
Those who are not frightened by the prayer of True Jesus Church.
就会继续来慕道。
They will continue to true seek.
很有可能以后会信。
And very possibly, they will come to believe.
对这个声音不能接受的。
But for those that cannot accept our prayer,
来一次就够了，不会再回来了。
They will only come once, and they will never step foot in here again.
这个就是神所拣选的真教会。
And this is how Jesus chose the true church.
不要害怕这个方言。
Those people that are not afraid of our prayer.
我常常在别的地方听到有些同工讲。
And in other places, I would hear some coworkers say,
我们的祷告会吓到慕道者。
That our prayer may scare true seekers away.
开布道会要祷告短一点。
When we hold evangelical services, we should shorten the prayer.
最好都是用悟性祷告的最好。
It is best if we pray in understanding.
不然会吓坏人家，以后不来。
Otherwise, we might frighten them and they will never come again.
这是完全错的观念。
And this is a completely wrong concept.
我们要传的就是圣灵。
What we're preaching is the Holy Spirit.
就是要说方言。
So we must speak in tongues.
就是要大声。
We have to speak loudly.
不是我们要大声，是圣灵自己大声的。
It is not us being loud, but it is naturally the voice of the Holy Spirit.
主的羊会听主的声音。
And the sheep that belong to Jesus Christ, they will listen to the voice of the Lamb.
我们不用怕。
We do not have to be afraid.
不要自己改变立场，不要自己改变方向。
We should not change these teachings.
所以这144,000人。
So these 144,000
是非常宝贵。
It is they are very precious.
我们今天灵里面被拣选。
And in the spirit, we are also chosen today.
更要好好保守自己。
We must keep ourselves.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
223首。
223.